Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
230 years and a day since the kickoff that started the war that started this country. And look at us now. Police state par excellence and growing. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is July 5th, 2006. And I haven't taken two or three days off in about a year. I certainly enjoyed spending time with my family this weekend. But it also helped me reflect on just how serious a dire straits this country is in. I had dinner with a friend over the weekend and with several friends, and this particular individual brought up the point that he'd been grieving for this nation, grieving over the new announcements of 80 new NAFTA superhighways crisscrossing the land to tax, control, trace, and fund the American Union global government unit. And he used the term grieving. And that really is it. I mean, so many times I'm having a great day. I'm enjoying my family. I'm, fighting the New World Order. But I just catch myself with this feeling of pain, grieving that we're going from liberty into slavery. So that's a good term that my friend used. Well, we have a very important broadcast for you, obviously. We've got 4 days of news. Normally a Monday is a big show because we have the news of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for you. Now we have the news of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. It is Wednesday. Interesting report here. Scientists are now, and you can try this at home because you try it on your head anyways, cooking eggs. You can cook an egg in the shell. You can cook it in an hour to hard boil, but within 15 minutes, the first layers are already cooked. Just the center is liquid. Need a cooker? Use your cell phone. All the scientific studies get ignored. No, cell phones really aren't bad for you. Here, let's all use them. We're in the habit anyways. Let's just go ahead and do it. Well, I mean, here's just an everyday example of this. And when I get some time, I'm going to do the same thing and videotape the entire procedure and post it on the web. And people, of course, will say it's all made up. It's like our Cheney scientific shooting test we did. Yes, everything's made up. The government's good. Go back to sleep. Everything's fine. Mercury's good for you, as they say on the news. But reality is reality, and we will cover it. Need a cooker? Use your cell phone. We'll get into that. It's an everyday occurrence in China. Woman pregnant with twins dies in suspicious hospital fall, and they admit in the article that she was taken to the hospital with the twins, 7 months pregnant, for a forced abortion. They had induced labor. She fought back, so the evidence is they beat her to death and threw her down the stairs. And that's China getting all the big awards from the UN and this government. China, who isn't even criticized by our media anymore. China, who sells political dissidents organs. Our government loves China, and they'd love to have the U.S. be just like China. And they will, if they can, using the war on terror. Oh, we're going to enslave you to keep you safe. Alan Dershowitz, a true monster, said we should fight the war on terror with torture. And he said that many times, but he's reiterated that. This is in the face of Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray and the rest of it. Very proud of it. Russia puts number of Korean missile launches at 10 over the weekend. Bush's army, a few good degenerates. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts headline, the father of Reaganomics, a real conservative, will be joining us for the full third hour to talk about his article, A Army of Degenerates. A few good degenerates is the headline. Up to 6 pieces of debris fell off of Discovery. NASA, the space shuttle launch yesterday when it took off. That's not good. Police hold mother of 3 for reading Independent outside Downing Street. And the newspaper reports they threatened to take her children. Of course, I've experienced this in London. They came and put her in the terrorist database, and she got a copy of a little ticket as she was enrolled, and it said, reading the Independent and wearing a sign that said Blair is a bully. Not allowed, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom. Freedom spreading everywhere. And same thing here in the U.S. Busted for wearing a peace t-shirt. It's happened again. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here in America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, massive broadcast lined up for you today. He drops by and spends an hour with us once a month. We always appreciate that. Michael Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com, will be joining us. And then we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts for a full hour, the father of Reaganomics, number two Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan. He is getting more and more bold, shredding the neocons, and he's got a new headline out here, An Army of a Few Good Degenerates, Bush's Army, talking about what our military has been turned into, the admissions of torture and rape and killing of innocent people, and the neocons are on the radio defending it. So Paul Craig Roberts, a real conservative, not a sicko neocon, will be joining us in the third hour. We'll have open phones later in this hour. We'll open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. You're welcome to call in then. We'd love to hear from you, but not right now because I want to get into the news. Before I plunge into the news, scientists are now cooking eggs hard-boiled with cell phones. Yes, it's really happening. And a lot of other key issues that you don't want to miss. Ken Lay has died of a heart attack, of course. You could have predicted that. I remember on a show I did say I don't think he'll be alive very long. They don't like to leave loose ends lying about. I'm sure he really died of a heart attack at his palatial estate, one of his palatial estates. Sure. Mm-hmm. And CIA directors, after they blow the whistle, drowned in canoeing accidents in 2 inches of water. But we'll be getting into that report, the Korean missile launch, the rest of it, China murdering pregnant women who don't want to kill their babies. It's all coming up. We've got to chronicle the evil. We've got to expose it to the yuppie masses out there that are mind-numb, drooling robots. Before we do that, while I was vacationing, Lou Dobbs was not. Monday night, he came out with the American Union, finally just spelled it out. He's eaten around the edges for a while, but this is the most powerful mainstream report I've seen anywhere, and no wonder he's one of the few shows that has top ratings on CNN. Because the people want to hear the truth. The people understand what's going on. At least more and more of them do. And it just shows that the establishment could instantly get ratings on every radio and TV show they wanted to if they just simply talk about the truth. Let's go ahead and roll this Lou Dobbs piece so we can analyze it.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States. Bill Tucker reports.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America sounds benign, hardly like a policy that critics call NAFTA on steroids. It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class for the people. Political officials across our country from communities, from cities and so forth, they don't know anything about this.
Yet it was agreed to by Mexico's President Fox, Canada's Prime Minister Martin, and President Bush in 2005. Administration officials counter their critics by saying everything about SPP is on the White House website, and they say the partnership is not a treaty, but more of an outline of priorities between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Still, some wonder why there haven't been public discussions about the goals being pursued.
This SPP includes, for instance, a committee that is sitting down to harmonize our meat inspection and food safety. So how far away from a trade agreement can your dining room table and what you feed your kids be?
Other parts of the agreement mention border security as an issue, which include all of North America. In fact, the name of the agreement is not Security and Prosperity of the United States, but of North America.
When we elect officials, we expect them to act on our behalf. When we get involved in cooperative frameworks with other countries for joint regulation of fisheries or rail transportation or the skies, we're basically sharing our sovereignty with that government and outsourcing some of what we give our elected officials.
As disturbing as some find SPP, there is legislation in the House introduced by Florida's Catherine Harris that closely resembles the goals of the partnership. Included in that bill is a section which calls for the securing of Mexico's southern border by the United States and Canada. Lou, that's not the border with the United States. That's the border they share with Belize and Guatemala.
The idea that the White House would respond, that this is on their website, this involves intricate workings amongst the Commerce Department of this country and Canada and Mexico's, of course, a regional prosperity and security program. This is absolute ignorance. And the fact that we reported this, we should point out, when it was signed. But as we watch this thing progress, these working groups are continuing, they're intensifying. What in the world are these people thinking about?
Well, they say, look, these are a declaration and an outline of our priorities. And when I called them today, Lou, they said I was the first phone call they had received literally since the deal was first signed. So people are not paying attention, and they're letting them, in fact, get away with this.
Yeah, I was asked the other day about whether or not I really thought the American people had the stomach to stand up and stop this nonsense, this direction from a group of elites in absolute contravention of our law, of our Constitution, every national value. And I hope, I pray that I'm right when I said yes. But this is beyond belief. Bill Tucker, thank you very much.
This is beyond belief. And, of course, they're liars. We've called them. We've tried to get these different working groups on. They've told us it's completely secret. We're not allowed to see the actual agreements. We can only see what's on their websites. Over 20,000 federal agencies in the U.S. Government, along with many state agencies, are all interlocking, taking direct orders from these working groups. Under the order that Bush signed that accompanies this, we are going into the American Union. This is erasing our border. Now, I talked about the Wednesday after 9/11, that is 8 days after 9/11. I was watching Nightline, and they had the head UN General McKenzie. I forget his first name, and I wasn't recording it. I'm sitting there on the couch watching Nightline at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and they talk about, yes, America's been hit by terrorists, but don't worry. We have a continental security agreement. All of North America, from Alaska to the Guatemalan-Mexican border, will have a multinational force under UN control made up of Mexican, Canadian, and U.S. Military and border police. Now, that's what's in this agreement. That is what the CFR is pushing. The CFR is writing up the policy that is implemented. The Bilderberg Group, for 30 years, we've been getting documents out of their meetings. 3 years ago, they even published themselves in the BBC some of their first working agreements, going back to 1954, where they cooked up the European Union. So it's happening. A lot of people are starting to wake up, but still, you've got millions of Americans who are part of the Democratic Party, they're part of the Republican Party. They listen to mainstream Air America or mainstream Rush Limbaugh, where this is not discussed, and they think everything's just fine. And they'll tell you none of this exists or none of this is happening. Now, it's a lot worse than what Lou Dobbs is even putting out. And maybe Lou doesn't know, or maybe in a future report he'll talk about it. But with these NAFTA highways, and we've just discovered openly on their government's own website that there are 80 of these. I had discovered around 30 of them in past documents. Now it's 80 major interstate highways. And by the way, that's almost every highway. If you look at the maps, it's almost every highway. They run up, of course, from Austin down to southern Mexico, right up into Canada. They run up from Arizona up into British Columbia. They're everywhere. Almost every major road to be handed over, then to have a tax put on it, and that tax is used to expand the American Union and pay for the government buildings, pay for this new layer of bureaucracy. And yes, even the Austin America Statesman was forced to report last year that you will pay over $3 a gallon equivalent. Right now, you're paying a fraction of that, but if you were to convert it over to a gas tax right off of the fuel, which it won't be, it'll be off your transponder, it is the equivalent of $3. And we had, of course, David Stahl on a few weeks ago talking about this with Jerome Corsi. He's got the newest numbers, and he said $3.85 equivalent a gallon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not joking. If you control roads, you control the industry, you control the economy. The U.S. is built on roads like no other country in the world. European cities are compact. You seize control of the roads here, and you have seized control of the entire economy. That's basically what's happening right now. So there is Lou Dobbs for you. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on JonesReport.com. Get it. Get it out to everyone. Go, look, this isn't Alex Jones. This isn't, Paul Watson. This isn't Jerome Corsi. This isn't Bob Jaycee. This isn't any of these people. This is Lou Dobbs talking about it. And then challenge them to go read. I mean, I said I took the weekend off. Saturday and Sunday I worked some on finishing up the extras for Terror Storm, before we release the official DVD in about a month. And then I also spent a few hours up here at the office trying to read over all these government websites and agreements, and I printed off literally hundreds of pages. I have a big stack of them here. I tried to make notes on it, and perhaps tomorrow, if I have time, I'll go over more of it. I mean, I'm finding stuff you just can't believe. It's just one page of this is earth-shattering, earth-shaking. And as one of my friends said over the weekend, that I had dinner with, he's been grieving over this, and I could see the grief in his eyes, and a normal person would grieve over this. I mean, in the open road, Americana, gone with the wind in a big, fat way. When we get back, we'll shift gears into some even more incredible news. Need a cooker? Use your cell phone. Scientists have tested cell phone waves. Within 1 hour, they can cook an egg completely hard-boiled. Within 15 minutes, the egg begins to cook, the outer layers solidifying. China murdering pregnant women. Alan Dershowitz saying, should we fight the war with torture? Russia puts number of North Korean missile launches at 10. Bush's army, a few good degenerates. We'll get into that. And a lot more coming up today. It's good to be back in the saddle. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%, your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Several newspaper reporters got together with some scientists and they did a test of cell phones with a raw egg in its shell. Headline here, need a cooker, use your cell phone. Many organizations, including the cell phone industry, often downplay the risk of cell phone radiation to the brain. Results from short-term studies were used to convince consumers that the use of cell phones is not associated with brain tumors and cancer, though there's a bunch of other long-term studies that conclusively do show a link, I would add, which only developed decades after exposure. To be fair, no one knows exactly how much harm a cell phone can do to a person. However, I would add major studies do show that it does heat the brain several degrees. Recently, new media has reported a study showing the radiation from cell phones is so full of energy that it could be used to cook eggs. In an experiment, researchers placed one egg in a porcelain cup because it is easy to conduct heat and put one cell phone on the side and another cell phone on the other. The researchers then called from one cell phone to the other and kept the cell phones on after connecting. During the first 15 minutes, nothing changed, but for 25 minutes, however, the eggshell started to become hot, and 40 minutes later, the surface of the egg had become hard and bristled, began to crack. Researchers found the protein in the egg had become solid, although the egg yolk was still in liquid form. After 65 minutes, the whole egg was fully cooked. The study shows how scary cell phone radiation is. People should try to avoid use of cell phones, although so far no one has proven the radiation from cell phones, I disagree with this article, can cause something clinically significant. By the same token, there has been no one who can disprove the existence of such a risk. They're microwave emitters, ladies and gentlemen. Children should be forbidden from cell phone use because they still have growing brains and are particularly vulnerable to radiation. That I agree with. And then it's got photos of the test and some of the Russian news services that reported on it as they videotaped. And after 65 minutes, they broke the egg open. And they have photos of that completely hard-boiled, completely cooked. Completely cooked. Unbelievable. And I don't think we've gotten this posted yet. I got it off of Rinse.com. Had it all posted. We'll get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you. Moving now to China. China, they had the UN World Food Summit there in 97, and the head of the UN food program said, we will use food as a weapon. We will not apologize for that. We know that China is the model. China gets all the big awards. China has been given our industry. China is deep in bed with the globalists, with almost 1.5 billion people now living there. This is out of the Epoch Times. Woman pregnant with twins dies in suspicious hospital fall. 7-month pregnant woman appeared to have been beaten before falling. But before we get into appears to have been beaten to death, they go on to admit that, and again, the big story is hidden in plain view, that she was taken there for a forced abortion. China admittedly does this. The Information Center for Human Rights and Democracy in Hong Kong reported on July 1st that Miss Li Shimi of Heavy City in Anhui Province, who already had a child but was 7 months pregnant with twins, was sent to the hospital for an induced labor under China's one-child family policy. Editor's note, under China's one-child policy, families are prohibited from having more than one child. Generally, women pregnant with a second child are forced to have abortions. Unless you're a party member, they can have 5-6 kids. High-level party members, you know, live a different life. Fearing for her safety and the lives of her unborn children, she suffered the forced induction. She argued with the staff and subsequently died after falling from the second story of a hospital building. Yes, mm-hmm. And of course beaten when she hit the ground. The Information Center said that on the afternoon of July 21st, in the Yaohai District, 18 people from the Taoling Road Family Planning Office, which we have here, notice we have the same names here, good old health department, suddenly entered Miss Li Shimai's home and forcibly took her away to the hospital for induction of labor because Miss Li Shimai was already 7 months pregnant with twins, and because family members were barred from visiting her, she was suspicious that the proposed induced labor was a ploy to eliminate her unborn twins. No kidding. She therefore refused to comply. However, the doctors and the family planning office staff still demanded that she undergo the operation. When the staff attempted to force her, she struggled and somehow fell from the hospital's second floor. She died of injuries from the fall in the early morning hours of June 22nd. And that happens every day there. They have public executions where they machine gun people at sports stadiums. Just type in Chinese execution. You can see them blowing little kids' heads off. Really, you can go look at little kids having their heads blown off. Dead 5-year-olds, dead women. You can look at their heads all shattered all over the ground. And they have all the same names. You know, planned parenting and the city health departments and CPS. They take orders from the very same people running our society.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Your calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this July 5th, 2006 edition. 230 years and one day after we started the war that led to the birth of a new nation. And look at what we've turned into. You know, I've noticed that the planned society, the social architects that run Australia, that run China, that run Mexico, that run the U.S., that run Canada, that run Germany, that run Switzerland, that run France, that run South Africa. It's the same programs, the same names are very similar, the same implementation. Let me tell you what's taught at University of Texas. Let me tell you what's taught at Duke. Let me tell you what's taught at Harvard. Let me tell you what's taught at big schools and small. One-child policy, forced sterilization. What did Dr. Pianca a few months ago at UT when he said 90% of us need to die, the diet needs to start now? He said, China's got a, quote, great police state. He used that term. We need one here to force all of this. These social workers and people feel good about themselves. They think they're saving the earth. I mean, it's a control freak's dream. Oh, we've got to take all your rights and be brutal and throw women off of two-story balconies and force abort and do all of this. They love death. They have no compass. And so reading over this article, and there's actually several of them about, you know, women being having their babies forcibly aborted, and I hear the very same name of agencies, the very same programs, the very same operations. What do you think the new Freedom Initiative is they passed almost 2 years ago in early 2005? Written up by the drug companies for forced psychological testing from ages 4 to 18. Illinois passed a law that started up with all pregnant women. CPS workers come in from England to the U.S. now. If you get arrested for driving too fast or even not wearing a seatbelt now, oh, they're doing that. Every few days I see an arrest over seatbelts. Or you get arrested for an overdue library book and your children are in the car with you. They go ahead and take them to CPS and they go ahead and they interrogate them. And they try to get your children to say something. They lead them into leading questions. So fishing to take your children. It's a secret police. It's all around us. We live in it. And if you knew your neighbors, if you knew your neighborhood, if you knew your community, instead of knowing all the fictitious characters on the sitcoms, and people get home, they eat dinner, they watch television, they go to sleep, they let their kids run wild. People don't even know how bad it is, but I have the statistics, I have the numbers, and I am talking to the people, and I know what's going on in America. Let me tell you something, it's a nightmare. I have an article here out of the London Independent. They had a big front page article about, I'll dig the headline out here, let me get the exact headline. It's something like, criticize Blair, go to jail, when it talks about how Britain's now a police state. And let me tell you, it is. I'd be on the streets of England just videotaping and on public streets, and police would walk over and enroll me in a database of potential terrorists. And this mother of three, she's out there with her children. She's sitting there drinking coffee, wearing a sandwich board sign saying that the government are a bunch of bullies. And she's reading the London Independent that day with the headline. And the police walk over and enroll her and then threaten to take her children. There's even photographs of all of it here. They threaten to take her children on the spot and say, we could take them to the social services office. And who knows, you might not be getting them back, lady. That's terrorism. I have another story here of a veteran, Vietnam veteran, wearing a Veterans for Peace shirt. That's all it said. And he's at the VA, waiting there, drinking a cup of coffee yet again. And all of a sudden, the security guard comes over and says, no protesting allowed in here. You've got to leave. And they went ahead and arrested him when he refused. See, your T-shirts aren't allowed. Like the guy in the shopping mall with a Peace on Earth shirt. That happened to be the city lawyer, the head lawyer for the city up in upstate New York. We had him on. I forget the town. You remember it a few years ago. And they went ahead and arrested him. This is the mentality. Illegal aliens can be driving around drunk without insurance all around us, smashing into anything and everything. Saw two groups of illegal aliens wrecked out on the hill country highways yesterday in the space of 2 miles, drove by the trucks. Sure enough, you could tell they were illegal aliens. Cars just packed full of people because they've never gotten a driver's license, folks. They just come up here, make a bunch of money, get a big truck, and go around driving around on wet roads. Side issue. The point is, all this crime, all these open borders, all these government individuals, officials, authorities, I thought they were servants, stealing from us everywhere. Meanwhile, though, we've got our police being trained to be political commissariat. Political police. Woman pregnant with twins dies in suspicious hospital fall. Meanwhile, Alan Dershowitz is back, wrote a big article for the London Independent about how torture is good and how we need torture in this war on terror. Oh, boy. In fact, let me just get into that police state news right now, and then we'll get into the situation with North Korea and the missile launches and the rest of it. Here's the headline. Police hold mother of three for reading Independent outside Downing Street. And you read down here into the article, it says that she was enrolled in the database by the officers, and we've got a copy here of the little form she was given, the same one I was given twice in London, once for videotaping, once for bullhorning, 3 days before the law went into effect banning it, bullhorning in that area of the city, or protesting in any way, even wearing a shirt that protests it's anti-war. See, oh, you don't have free speech in these certain areas, then they expand it outward. Police hold mother of three for reading Independent outside Downing Street. An anti-war protester was questioned by police outside Downing Street because she was reading The Independent. Charity Sweet 40 and a mother of three was holding a copy of Thursday's edition, which carried the headline, "Warning, if you read this newspaper, you may be arrested under the government's anti-terror laws." Inside was an article reprinted from Vanity Fair magazine, which ran across the first three pages of the day's issue of the newspaper. The article by the writer Henry Porter accused the Blair government of sustained erosion of civil liberties. As she sat outside Downing Street, Ms. Sweet was approached and questioned by a police officer. When he had finished her inquiry, she was astonished to be handed a form detailing the reason for his interest in her, which included reading today's Independent. That's what it said in the form. We have a copy of the form. And we have another article here. The Independent didn't even get hardcore. There's another British article here with the photos and the form, which says they threatened to take her kids, her children. And talking about police state, Kevin Smith, that works here, does some of the producer work, walked in this morning wearing his Manchester United soccer shirt, or football shirt, and then he said he got online and was confronted with this little tidbit. What is this out of? The Times of London. Manchester United plan to chip players. You see, this is our everyday lives, folks. I have literally about, I didn't count them, 75, 100 plus articles here from over the weekend and today. And they're all just as crazy. It just, listen to this. Manchester United stars could be fitted with tiny microchips to help Sir Alex Ferguson track their movements on the pitch. A chip the size of a grain of rice could be embedded under the skin of stars including Wayne Rooney, Rio Ferdinand, and Gary Neville. Satellites would track its exact position. The United States training staff can pinpoint players. Not United States, so that the United, let me start over. Satellites, I was so shocked by that paragraph, I messed it up. Satellites would track its exact position so that United's training staff could pinpoint players' movements during a match or training. So see, working it into sports, remember the Super Bowl right after 9/11? Everything was retina scans. That was worked into every play. Every time they'd cut away, I put a clip of it in Road to Tyranny. Every time they introduced a player or cut away or showed their statistics, they would show a retina scan and go, confirmed. And they had the troops marching all over the fields and the army outside searching people, all of it to train you for a police state. The military searching people at Indy 500s and at Daytona. The Kentucky Derby having troops all over it and searching people, even high school football games in Alabama. Troops searching three-year-olds. We have photos and video of it in martial law. Training us, basting us, grounding us in this type of evil. Now, we've told you these chips are satellite trackable because Applied Digital has patented it and is trying to sell it. But the general public goes, well, you can't track a little bitty chip. Oh, yes, you can with the cell towers. They boost, they read off of it. So they'll have readers in the stadiums, and it'll be part of the game. Oh, look, we tracked him. Oh, we tracked his every movement. It'll be part of the play-by-play. See, we've had a police chief on, 2 million people in his county, Bergen County Police Chief, in New Jersey. Remember last year? And he said, yeah, I think everybody should take the chip, and I'll enforce you taking the chip. Yes, if they give the order, I'll make you take the chip. I'm the government. The government's good. See, Mexican Attorney General says to his employees, you got to take the chip. U.S. companies are trying to make employees take chips. It's all over the news every week. Time Magazine for Kids, two different issues I've seen the last couple years telling them everybody needs a chip. Oh, don't listen to your parents. They're just not hip like you are. Oh, it's so stylish. See, the popular culture is being laced, being spiked, being filled with this. United's bosses today confirmed the technology was being considered, although no decision has been taken, but they rubbish reports of a revolt by players who are concerned they could be tracked off the pitch, shopping, or by neighbor nightclubbing. It goes on. It is believed that technology has been used in South America where footballers have been kidnapped. Well, yeah, that's been in the news. It has also been considered for the medical profession in the United States so doctors can access information if a patient is unconscious. See how they just constantly promote it. And I told you, back 6 years ago, they would sell it three different ways. for security, for prisoners. Of course, then they would sell it as elitist, as Hollywood, as stylish, as a status symbol. It's like I was at IHOP a few months ago taking my family to breakfast one morning, and I saw this lady get out in like a $100,000 Mercedes, or she was getting into her car, and to get into it, she thumb scanned to get into it. You see. So this is going on everywhere. I said I'd take calls. Let's talk to Scott in New York. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you? It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Nice talk to you. What's on your mind?
A number of things. One thing I'd like to say is during the weekend I was watching Twilight Zones. In this one Twilight Zone, they had a fellow that could go back into time, so he decided to go back into time and kill Adolf Hitler. While he was trying to do it, the chambermaid came in, interrupted him, and then she got a funny feeling that he wasn't in support of Hitler, so she got the SS, they came in, and they were going to arrest him. And it sounds just like that fella who was in the VA hospital. And he was arrested for just having a T-shirt on.
And by the way, the shirt didn't say, Bush is a turkey or Bush is a demon. The shirt was just a Veterans for Peace with a dove on it. And the guy was there at the VA. And, again, that's the mindset that now your words, what you're wearing, everything is a protest and why that isn't allowed in America.
It's unbelievable.
And he told the security guard, he said, I'm a veteran. The guy's like, I'm a Navy veteran too. And they talk about it. He goes, I still am going to arrest you.
These police, the people who are running our government, they have to understand, we own those buildings.
What do they think the 4th of July is about? It's not about hot dogs and Schlitz malt liquor and fireworks.
No, we own those buildings. It's the people's house. The White House is owned by the people. The Congress is owned by the people. These are our servants. Our servants have turned into our masters.
Well, it's worse than that. When Cindy Sheehan had the number of dead on her shirt, they grabbed her, they drug her up the stairs. They manhandled her. Then they tried to charge her with a bunch of even stronger crimes, and they had to drop them because clearly she hadn't resisted and done all that. The scary part is I have video in Road to Tyranny of where this naval veteran, no criminal record, a mother, farming wife, she pulls up to the checkpoint. Abby Newman, she says, you're not going to search. They pull her out. She doesn't resist. They go ahead and charge her with resisting. Then they pull out her pocket constitution in one of my videos and talk about how it may be illegal. Those state police in Virginia in Rockport or Rock Mount actually think the Constitution's illegal. And then we have video in the same film of FEMA saying it's bad. You see, they're actually teaching them this. Cops, don't you know that means you're the terrorist when you think the Constitution's bad, you idiots?
It's so, you're so right about it. And I want to just make comment on the conference that you gave in L.A. because I was there. It was done so professionally. You were such a gentleman. You even invited me to a dinner that you barely knew who I was. You saw me outside and you asked me to come in for a dinner. You're a professional. You do your research. And the people of this country are well advised to listen to you and to help in fighting this tyranny. Because let me tell you something. The God-given rights that we have are being taken away by a government that works for us, and if people can please keep in their mind, this government is ours. For the first time in the history of the world, it's a man-created government for the express purpose of preserving our liberties, not for taking our liberties away. And Alex, you're to be commended for the great job you're doing. However, and also, Lou Dobbs, you had mentioned Lou Dobbs' story. I saw it on your site. Lou's doing a fine job, and I hope he comes out with more, because without the mass media, I don't know if we could defeat this thing. But it can be defeated if the people were informed, because the people would never tolerate this.
Exactly. I appreciate your call. I mean, folks, CNN is reporting that Bush has signed a deal to create the American Union. He's given executive power, which he doesn't really have, to these agencies, 22 of them right now, operating under this cooperative agreement, prosperity agreement. It's like the Patriot Act, the New Freedom Initiative. All of these things have these freedom names. They're prosperity. It's a lie. It's like a prosperity like a hole in the head. Well, it must be good. It's for prosperity. We'll come back, talk to Cliff in Idaho and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on this July 5th, 2006 edition. But last night I was at my wife's parents' house, and they got a view of downtown. I was watching the fireworks, and it just, I mean, what is the point? People think that the 4th of July is about getting drunk and waving some sparklers, and that everything the 4th of July stands for is being flushed down the toilet by the government. I was listening to the news talk about, well, this is when we celebrate our freedom, and this is, and that's why we support the troops, and that's why George Bush is a great man. It's like the type of patriotism with the British supporting their troops. Imperial, criminal, unconstitutional, illegal wars. I got a bunch of other news here. We got two big guests for you. More of your calls straight ahead. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
The propaganda to get chipped is in football, it's in soccer, it's on the news, it's in government. They signed a deal to chip prisoners 4 years ago, but it got thrown out in California. It was in Reuters, and then suddenly they canceled the purchase plan. They'd already signed up and paid for it, start chipping prisoners and parolees. But a lot of the video games, I'm not a big gamer. In fact, I might play a video game 1 hour a year. But I do, when I'm at friends' houses or around, read about the games, look them up online, watch the trailers for them. We were just talking about the game Ghost Recon. Ryan Slickhausen was at a friend's house this weekend, who has a big plasma TV and plays games all the time, and he had Ghost Recon. This particular version of Ghost Recon is they're signing the American Union plan with a Canadian, U.S., and Mexican president in Mexico City, and the Mexicans revolt, and they're all terrorists, of course, in the game. They don't want to lose Mexico's sovereignty, so they have to all be killed. And I mean, the game after game that I look at, in fact, I don't think I've seen many of the military games where you don't serve the New World Order. There's got to be 50 or so that I've seen over the last few years that are, I think most of the military games, you fight for a one-world government. We've played a lot of the clips here of, you know, for the TV ads for these games. See, I mean, that's how bad the propaganda is, just acclimating you. So if you love America and you've got an American flag on your car, you better start speaking up and out about this. And the key to what they're doing is the toll roads, because that's going to be the funding mechanism for the American Union. $3 plus a gallon on average, that's the equivalent tax via the transponder. I just want to warn you again. Let's talk to Cliff in Idaho. Cliff, go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing there, Preacher Jonesy? Now, don't get mad at me. I heard Rodriguez and the governor call you Jonesy. You made my day, Alex. Is it the first thing you come on this morning was the deal with Lou Dobbs? You played that recording. I had previously been talking to this attorney on Probing America on 1260 AM. Anyhow, he said, no, it's not signed and all this kind of stuff. I get an information and look the SPP up, you know. And I said, well, you're wrong. You're completely wrong. And he brought that on, so I called him back and I said, get a hold of the Lou Dobbs program and get a recording of it. And he about fainted. But anyhow, the main thing I wanted to talk to you about was this. I tried to talk to Savage, but he was on vacation. And guess who replaced him for the show? It came over the time of 8 o'clock, and I got put on the Rusty Humphrey show. But guess who was on there? Bob Dorning. And I had 3 points. I expressed the one about Osama bin Laden had no charges against him by the FBI to get a hold of Rex Toomey, the PR man for the FBI, which he wrote down. I also told him about the SPP and all that, which he wrote down, all the sites. Then I told him that the 9/11 inside job, you know, a false flag operation. He about blew up. He went bananas. And anyhow, he said, not in my operation. There was nothing like that going on or whatever. And I said, well, you must have had the false flag operation. And, boy, they shut the show off. It just went plumb off the air. You hear me?
Really?
Yeah, that was Friday. At about 10 minutes after 8 on the Rusty Humphrey show.
And they just went to dead air.
They went to dead air. There was nothing, boy. Just cut the whole thing down. They shut everything down. And later on, I called back in, and I gave him some more information. I said, you better check it out, because he don't know what the heck he's talking about.
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you, Cliff. Before we end this hour, go to InfoWars.com. They're going fast. We're going to run out of these, and then you're going to have to wait till the official DVD comes out with the extras. But if you want an emergency copy, if you want Terror Storm, because we sent it off to have it mass duplicated, we're sending it off later this week, and we'll have to wait a few weeks to get it. If you want to not wait and get a copy now, we have limited copies of my new film, Terror Storm, available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We made up a bunch of these for the conference, didn't sell all of them. We have some, but they will be gone, and then you won't be able to get a copy until the official DVD comes out. So go to InfoWars.com, get your hard copy right now.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.